young man like you wasting time on boring old lessons. Why, you clearly got the talent to become an actor. Have you thought about joining a theater? Why no? Do you think I could? Asked Pinocchio. Jiminy Cricket jumped up on Pinocchio's shoulder and whispered in his ear, "Stop this, Pinocchio. You know you've got to go to school and learn your lessons." But the fox quickly brushed Jiminy to the ground and spun the boy around to walk to the theater. Inside the theater, the fox introduced Pinocchio to the puppet master, whose name was Stromboli. "What's this? A wooden boy?" said Stromboli. "He'll be the star of my show." Pinocchio trembled with excitement and began to dream of the life of an actor. He was so excited, in fact, that he did not notice when Stromboli gave a bag full of gold pieces to the fox. That night, Pinocchio stood on Stromboli's stage and performed for the very first time. The audience cheered wildly when the wooden boy with no strings danced and sang for them. Martin,